Maybe this is totally wrong, but I had a sense of seeing this really way back in the day. It was all about my how cool are they. I get a sense these days, Brenda, you have found this ability just to totally slow it all down, stop and have a chat and a bit of banter. And it's the way Bruno Gallagher, in a way, I get a sense that you take tremendous pleasure from the fact that people are still coming to see you in their droves after all these years. And I don't think you're worried about the cool thing anymore. It's almost like I get a sense from you that it's all about the fundamentals of a song. And yeah. Is that where you go for your pleasure these days as a player?
Yeah, but also I think, to be honest with you, I feel a lot more comfortable. I think Declan does too. I've never enjoyed playing shows as much as
I've heard
now.
You say that before. I can't believe that.
Yeah, well, part of the reason is because, really, to be honest, when you get up and you start, you're very nervous. You don't really, regardless if you'll be busking or whatever, you've no idea really what you're doing, but you're trying to look like you do. And it's taken me, certainly as a performer, years, and I do mean years, to actually feel like the guy on stage is the same guy that you'd meet off the stage. Yes. You know, some people don't have the problem with the dichotomy of being very different people on stage and off stage. They like to play it that way. But for me, it was very uncomfortable. I was trying to be me on stage when I started off and not doing a very good job. Whereas I think that now, it's the same guy. And as you can see, I like to talk.
But are you glad you stuck it? Because you had legal talent. I mean, we have a mutual friend, you know, and you guys studied together and all the rest. And you guys could have made very different choices in life. And here you are, still coming up with lovely stuff like we've just heard. Are you glad you took that road less travelled?
I am. There's a few bumps along that road, though. I mean, but the funny thing is that the weird thing is because I spent so long at Queen's doing law, nearly all my friends are lawyers, you know. I know they've had a bumpy road as well. That's a funny thing that you realise when you're going through life, that no matter what path you take, there's going to be bumps. So if you love what you do, at least there's a better chance of you getting over them as opposed to you not making it over one.
Just tell me, maybe before we have a second tune, Phyllis, do you be conscious then in this modern, because, you know, when you're 20 and doing what you guys were doing, you were the bomb. It was like you were the cool guys. And I remember this clearly. There was you guys, it was an emotional fish. There was you too. And it was all like, God, these bands are all going to be great. And then, of course, the U2 thing happened. But I don't want to labour on the past. But I suppose when you're ageing and the generations unfold, literally, in your career, do you feel that you have to be reaching 20-somethings? Or do they come looking for you?
No, I don't think you have to be. I think what you have to do is reflect who you are and where you are. And to be honest, I certainly remember when I was like as a 20-something, the only artists, older artists that I admired were the people that I knew who didn't give a whit whether the kids were into them or not. They were just doing their thing. Mm. So whether that's Tom Waits or JJ Cale or any of those old guys, you know, it's really about whether you're a kid listening to music, what you want to feel when you're hearing the guy is, or the act is, that are they artists? Are they? Because once you start sort of like trying to figure out, I mean, it's hard enough for us to figure out what someone our age wants to hear, never mind trying to figure out what a 20-year-old wants to hear.
I totally remember. I remember Jackson Brown was talking about Tom Petty, and he said about this and about that and all this here and all this. But he said at the end of the day, people love him because he tells the truth. Just tells the truth. Tells it in a way that just, he's not trying to be anything else except just to tell the truth. And maybe there's something in that.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Bren, are we tuned?
Yeah, another one.
Aye, surely. Goodness. Are you up for
it? Okay, well, that was a new song. Let's play something that goes back a wee bit. Yeah?
Okay.
Hold on, before you start, what is this? A flashing screen here going 1, 2, 3, 4. Deck, what is that?
That is what is known as a silent metronome.
Very good.
So that's just so that I can start off, because I've got a habit of starting off really fast, especially under these nerve-wracking conditions. So that helps me sort of clock into the actual heartbeat of the song.
Brilliant, you're here.
Just for the intro, and then after the chord.
Take it away, lads.
There we go.
Friend I can count on alone, sits beside me when I'm on my own, slips inside me with her own liquid ease. She comes around to keep me company.
company. And when my body's bruised and sore, she dims her lights and locks every door. Leaves me legless, too blind to see. She takes my arm to kill me gently. So tired, I can't let it show. Temptation, I can't let go. She hits me where the eye, she leaves me paralyzed. She hits me where the eye, she hits me. Bad situation, my lover's a drink. She reels me in when I am on the brink. Stuns my senses with her own special style. Steers my body and drugs it for a while. Can't you see I got nowhere to hide? Oh, I know I won't recover. I don't mind. She hits me where the eye, she leaves me paralyzed. She hits me where the eyes, she hits me. Oh, now, maybe I've had enough of all your sympathizing. I need a tonic, not an antidote. Just watch your spirit fly. I got nowhere to hide. Oh, I know I won't recover, but I don't mind. So hit me with your eyes, so leave me paralyzed. Hit me with your eyes, hit me. She hits me. Hits me.
And that's special. It's special, man. And I so appreciate you coming up half the length of the country today and playing it. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. So your headliner tonight?
Yeah, can't wait. Was it beer?
Beer
cheese.
And cheese.
And that's before we even... I was just saying to somebody, I bet you there's going to be a crate load of cheese left. And, and the beer will be gone like within an hour.
The beer will be gone by half seven.
Yeah, exactly. It's just be a stampede.